hey, a nice day today. Look at that big ball of bright color up in the sky. Yeah. That's the sun finally making an appearance as we see clearing skies. We had clearing skies overnight. The little disturbance that moved through provided another day with quite a bit of cloudiness. We did manage a peek at the sun, but we also had light rain make it as far north as Interstate 10 and even a little north of there for a brief time late in the day yesterday. Rainfall amounts were negligible. In most cases, weren't measurable except for parts of Clay and St. John's County had a few hundreds, but it was really not much at all. But it did kind of add a little bit of a chill to the air there as we moved toward evening. And then now, high pressure takes control on this Thursday, and it's a pretty day. Although a pretty cool start early on, temperatures will reach near and even a tad bit above average this afternoon, into the mid-60s, and not a whole lot of wind. Good-looking day. That doesn't last long. The next cold front on our doorstep tomorrow, so clouds will increase and thicken through the day. Temperatures will manage to get well into the 60s and even close to 70 degrees, but a band of showers will move in by late afternoon and into the evening. Several hours of mostly light rain, but may impact at least portions of the late commute and into the evening hours, any Friday night plans. So keep that in mind for tomorrow evening. And then once the front moves through, it will turn much, much cooler for the weekend, but drier air and a good deal of sunshine. Saturday's temperatures only top out in the upper 50s, and a gusty wind will certainly make it feel cooler. And then Saturday night into early Sunday, enough clearing and light winds to allow for a light inland frost, especially near and west of Interstate 95, where temperatures will drop into the low to mid 30s. We'll stay in the upper 30s for the intracoastal and the beaches. And then Sunday, a pretty nice day. Afternoon highs around 60 degrees, a little bit below average, but not anything terribly unusual. And then my Martin Luther King Day on Monday, it'll be another breezy, cool day. A pretty strong cold front moves through early in the morning. This one, though, looks like it comes through dry. But Monday, we'll see temperatures only topping out in the upper 50s to around 60 with a raw wind out of the north and northwest. So for the Martin Luther King Parade, it's the 40th annual parade, by the way, for Jacksonville. 10 o'clock Monday morning. Bundle up sweaters, jackets, and coats with temperatures in the 40s, but that gusty wind will make it feel colder and only topping out in the 50s during the day. And speaking of temperatures, today's average high temperature, 64 degrees. Over the last several days, actually the better part of the last 10 days or so, that has been the average high temperature, 64. Why is that a big deal? Well, only because it's the coolest average high temperature that we have all year long. Now, again, that's average. That means sometimes it still gets lower and sometimes it's higher. And that'll be the case certainly the next several days and likely the next several weeks. But the point of it is that we start to go up from here with milder temperatures as we get, of course, closer to the vernal equinox, the first day of spring, which is in March. So our average high today is 64. By Valentine's Day, February 14th, in about 4 weeks, the average high is up to 70 degrees. We're also usually starting to feel the effects of that pollen. And then by the time the Players Golf Tournament tees off, which looks like it's going to move forward this year, that's on March 9th. The average high is up to 73 degrees. And by Easter Day, which this year is on April 4th, the average high, 78. Something to consider, ponder, and maybe look forward to over the next few months. With OE weather all the time, I'm TV meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.